Here's a thought I'm titling Earthshaking, Mind-Blowing, Breathtaking Photographs. To which I have to ask a question. Must we really? Is that the only option these days? Does every photograph have to blow our socks off in order to be worthy of our attention? I hope that's not the case. I know from time to time there are bits of artwork out there in the world that blow our socks off. Sistine Chapel, the Mona Lisa. But not everything needs to be that kind of attention-grabbing, concept-shattering photography. Unless we're so addicted in our entertainment that everything must be a car chase that concludes in a massive explosion. When did art become so connected with an adrenaline rush? When did subtlety, sensitivity, a quiet connection, a moment of insight or understanding fall out of favor with artists, in particular with photographers? It just seems like so much of the photography that I see these days that are being submitted to Lenswork are these extraordinary, over-the-top, earth-shaking, mind-blowing, breathtaking photographs. And at some point in time, I just get numb to all of that. Not everything has to be cranked up to 11. Certainly that's true with other art media. Not every novel needs to climax in a Stephen King moment of horror. Not every poem needs to leave us amazed, dumbfounded, flabbergasted. I remember last fall, I went to a piano concert that was a presentation of piano concertos for four hands. And it just seemed like they jumped on the keys and pounded on them, and I walked out of there thinking, I'm numb. I hurt. I don't want to hear anything else. Just quiet. Give me some variation. Give me some rhythm. Give me some crescendo, yes, but also the occasional soft passage that lets me catch my breath. I was talking with Arun Patel not long ago when I did an interview with him about his wonderful books, and one of the things that he pointed out is that his sequencing in his books, Shanti and Namaste, was specifically done. I was fascinated when he addressed the idea of the mood changes presented in his book. Each book starts with quiet images, smaller in size, lower in contrast, and delicate tones. And toward the middle of the book, the images become larger. They used increased contrast. In essence, they're louder images. And then, in true bell curve fashion, toward the end of the book and the sequence of images, they start to whisper again. And when I heard him describe that, I thought to myself, gosh, isn't that the way most artwork is? A novel starts off with building place and character, then it reaches a peak point of action, denouement, a reveal, and then wraps things up. Not always. There are occasions today where the first line, certainly the first paragraph, is a gut punch. I've read those novels. They can be captivating, but you can't keep that level of intensity up for 200 pages, or it just exhausts the reader. And the same thing can be said of photography. Last fall, I saw a presentation that consisted of roughly, plus or minus, 100 images of nature, and every one of them was intended to be an earth-shaking, mind-blowing, breathtaking photograph. I left the exhibition exhausted. I felt that my eyes had been assaulted, and I remembered going to rock concerts in my youth when I'd leave the concert and my ears would ring for 24 hours because they had been so bombarded with more decibels than I could biologically handle. That happens with photography, too. There can be too much of a good thing. And a certain rhythm, a certain in and out, a certain flow that uses a delicacy of touch is much more impactful than when we're pounded on by color, by detail, by size. Does everything have to be pushed to the extreme, so over the top that we feel like we're bombarded with the aesthetics of the artwork? Sometimes when I look at a photography book, I have the feeling I've just been asked to consume a double banana split when all I really wanted was a cup of tea.
Copyright 2026, Lenswork Publishing.